A game is usually something you play. It's an amusement. But sometimes amusements provide other unexpected outcomes, as with a game that's been drawing interest this summer, a game that's called Life as a Black Man. Here is noted NPR white man Alex Chadwick.
This is a board game you play for fun, but it's also consciously about race, and race being the fundamental American story. Why not play? It's just like Monopoly. The big square folding board, you take turns, you roll dice, it's got chance cards, but then it's not like Monopoly.
Okay, I'll be the government. I'm more than happy to be the man.
The goal is not to get rich.
The object of the game is to get to freedom.
Which you do by throwing dice to move a little token on a grid of colored squares that are subdivided into, oh heck, let's just play. I heard about the game from a young producer at NPR, Christopher Johnson, who said it is fun.
That's life as a black man, tell you what.
But as a white guy, a lot of what I hear about life as a black man, the reality, doesn't sound that good. Shorter lives, more poverty, racial profiling, the things in the news. Of course, a black man's life, anyone's life, is more complex than that. But how often do we talk about it anymore? And where does real life intersect with a game?
Did you make these cookies?
I didn't make them.
We invite some people to play at my house on a Saturday afternoon.
So when you roll the dice, you're going to start off either in Glamourwood, Black University, military, or ghetto?
Right, depending on which number you roll.
And those are the only four choices?
Those are the only four choices.
And at least we achieve some diversity. Five of us playing, women and men, black and white.
I'm going to start here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
My friend Guy pulls one of the cards that can alter your life.
Career.
Oh, can see you
college degree required. I'm a computer programmer, so this is
it back.
Turn it in.
For me.
If you're lucky, your starting dice will put you in university. The odds are equally good, however, you'll start in the ghetto. If you're really lucky, like Jamila, you go to Glamourwood.
I'm a sitcom star. I'm a star.
But anywhere on the board, it's almost impossible to avoid three particular squares scattered again and again across the surface. Crime, police, and racism.
Oh, man, I've encountered racism for the first time. Okay, here's a racism card. You are laid off for no apparent reason. Lose your career.
You are questioned by the police while driving your new car. Move back two spaces.
You are laid off for dating your boss's daughter. Lose career.
On the racism squares, you get insulted and hassled. On police, you get pulled over. It usually doesn't go well. On crime, you either take a chance on making money or choose to skip a card and stay clean. The first time he played, Christopher got rich from crime. The next time, he died in prison. It looks like I'm headed there, too.
Oh, this is going to be a problem now, see?
Life is a black man, Alex.
What does it say?
What does it say?
I'm arrested for attempted murder.
I need help. I'm calling the game's inventor, Chuck Sawyer.
I quit my job in corporate America, and I worked about 100 hours a week for a year and a half to develop it.
He publishes Life as a Black Man independently out of his home in Los Angeles, selling it over the internet. He's working to place it with a major retail chain.
I wanted to create a fun game, but along the lines of you having fun, this game opens up a dialogue. You know, we're not trying to make light of these situations that are in the game, but we want to bring those situations to light.
I'm a white man. There's a white woman playing here. There's a black woman. There are two black men.
Okay.
Is anybody have any advantage in this game?
Absolutely not.
No.
No advantage. No advantage at all. Because you all are playing the role of an 18-year-old black male. So the only person I think that could honestly have an advantage in the game would be an 18-year-old.
So there now, I'm in prison now, and
because
I can't get out of prison.
Because you pulled the crime card. You can't pull the crime cards and get away with it. And let me add this. Have you guys been going to church?
Yeah, church. That's another part of the board. Kind of isolated from the rest of it, like the prison part. but with a real big difference.
No, I haven't. I didn't go to church.
I'll tell you, Alex, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Go to church.
I'm stuck in prison so long, it doesn't really matter. By the time I get out, my friend Guy, who really does have the longest experience of any of us with real life as a black man, Guy is about to light a victory cigar. He's been laughing along with everyone else, but I think the afternoon of amusement for most of us is for him also a metaphor and a useful one.
Look at the board. Everywhere you go, whether it's Glamourwood, Black University, Military Ghetto, Corporate America, or downtown, there's police, crime, and racism everywhere.
The real reason life as a black man is different from Monopoly is that it grounds itself in contemporary American life in a way that's a lot more genuine than real estate shenanigans. Playing it, I don't really know more than I did about life as a black man, but it's thought-provoking to play with a black friend and see him react to what he calls the realities. Crime, police, racism.
As I've said to you, white folks need to play this game. And when you play it, you need to realize that this is very close to what some of your friends and colleagues have experienced in their lives as black men.
People drifted off. Guy and I opened some beers and sat in the late day sun of the back porch while he worked on the cigar. We talked about women. Then the afternoon ended and he drove away. Me, done with life as a black man. Guy, off to play another round. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News, Washington.